Good morning, Rad Dads and friends.
Early morning time.
We are driving in, we're driving in this kind of car shaped like a Ferrari. It's an electronic car, so it's a Ferrari that you don't even hear the engine.
That's me, just my stomach grumbling because I haven't eaten. It's like that.
We are not driving in that. What are we driving in today, Greg?
The mighty Suzuki Swift.
It's like, this is what it's like. It's like those shirts you buy from Kmart or Farmers that say they're double XL, but because they're built or created in Bangladesh, they're more like mediums.
Hey, come on, man. Be kind. No, I hear you.
Remember when Be Kind Rewind met something?
Oh, yeah. That was a great film, by the way, as well. Did you ever see it?
No, is that...
Be Kind Rewind is a Jack Black film. Awesome. Really worth a watch. Classic indie cinema, if you're into that kind of thing.
Did you rewind your tapes?
I did most of the time. Well, because to be honest, like, I was a cautious rebel. I was only rebellious at very calculated and well thought out times where I knew that I wasn't going to get caught, as opposed to just wanting to flip the middle finger to everybody. So, yeah.
Do you remember having dirty heads on the VHS player, and that it was quite acceptable to find a cotton bud and some of your mum's toenail polish remover?
Yeah.
Why toenail polish? You know, why not just nail polish remover?
Well,
apparently, according to Will, you can only use it for toenails.
Well, because, you know, the layers on the toes have to be that much thicker.
If it's your first time on the Rad Dads podcast, you're also thinking, what the heck is going on? But we welcome you here. Look, we're just driving back from our morning stint on TVNZ Breakfast. What were we talking about today, Greg Buckley?
We were talking about paid parental leave for fathers, but also, I guess, whether dads are second-class citizens, just parenting in general, good wholesome stuff.
It was good wholesome stuff. I think for me, overwhelmingly, dads don't even realise if they are or not, because we don't know what the rules are. And I think this is a symptom of our role being, for many generations, you get up and go to work.
Yeah.
That was what was seen as the cool masculine thing, right?
Yeah, I think we've traditionally, by design and by default, I guess, fallen into a little bit of a reactive kind of existence. We deal with what's in front of us, find a solution, move on, rinse and repeat. And so I think for a long time, a lot of the policy, a lot of the stuff that goes with being a dad has been built in that reactive fashion. And as technology and society's expectations have changed, we're sort of having to take this eyes up, eyes forward approach, and we're looking further and further and further out, trying to become more and more proactive. And I guess that's when we're starting to see, I don't know whether it's cracks up here, but I guess some of these policies that are so in the moment, so micro in focus, tend to make less and less sense because they don't allow us to see beyond what's immediately happening in front of us.
Exactly. You know what's immediately happening in front of me? Some idiot driving, talking on his phone. Get off your phone! Anyway.
Technically, you're doing the same thing, but we're just...
Well, I'm not driving.
Oh, this is true.
Technically, you're doing the same thing because you're talking and driving.
Call me an idiot.
Happily.
You idiot.
Okay, so the good thing about what we try and do around here at Rad Dads is we don't just highlight problems, we try and look for solutions, because I'm huge on that, you know? It's the same thing I take into my video creating or on Rad Dads. It's like, I don't just want to tell you I'm doing something, I want to show you. And I thought a little bit about it, and I thought, Greg, maybe what we could do is just offer a couple little tidbits here and there on some possible ways. So some of the way I've framed it to myself is that I think the current law is you can have 2 weeks unpaid, and that can be your initial 2 weeks. You know, don't worry, you get the 2 weeks, even though most dads we've talked to were questionable whether they knew it or not.
Yeah.
So that's kind of phase one. But phase two is unpaid? Really? Is that where we're at? So there's, for me, it kind of was shocking because I was like, there's more incentive for me to be sick, and at least that'll get covered.
Well, and I think I'm not 100% sure, and I have to go down the rabbit hole and kind of find it out. But Daniel, who interviewed us this morning, was saying after 6 months you can get that 2 weeks back. There's sort of a stand down time, which I guess is also worth investigating, because I think, like any of these things, there's a certain element of let's keep the dads are simple fellas. We like to just have things that are reasonably straightforward. And I guess it's a bit like your insurance policy. Sometimes they're almost intentionally just that little bit trickier to kind of figure out. And the get on with it mentality kind of kicks in, and we leave it alone.
Yeah.
And I think it's really going, let's unpack it and really lay out what the steps are, so that and I guess encourage people to really push on and press through any pushback that they might get, because you're entitled to it, so you might as well take it. And if you can get it back after 6 months, you might as well do that as well. And really, information is the way in which you're going to be able to do that, you know, having the power of knowing how the system works.
And normally, is it logical to say things that you're entitled to are good for you or are important in life? I mean, I would say you should do a bit more than take it. You should bloody well take it, because this is your first 2 weeks to connect with your baby and to help mum around the house, you know? I mean, I think what happens, and I was thinking about this a little bit in the shower, is that there's lots of factors that we make it work. So, for example, I have my mother-in-law here who's helping. So I haven't had to take it. But it doesn't look like that externally. People would just say, oh, Will didn't take it. He must be all right. You know, it's like the argument with owning a house, especially in Auckland. We don't know how many families are chipping in for deposits. On the outset, it looks like, well, if A, B, and C can make it work, why can't you? Yeah. It's like, because we're all different. But in that difference, there are things that are the same, Greg. And for me, it's like, you do need 2 weeks to bond with your child. You don't even, you know, even when you start a new job, you get 3 months, or you used to get 3 months before getting the sack, before they worked out if you're good or not. Why the hell would we think that you're automatically going to be good as a father if you don't have a base minimum of 2 months or 2 weeks or 3 months? I mean, in some of the Scandinavian countries, it's like 6 months or a year. Yeah. They've covered this. Like, what are we waiting for? And my follow-up to you is, like, who's pushing this agenda?
Well, clearly we are.
True. Can you hear by the anger in my voice? It's not really anger. It's more like targeted. I'm like, I'm doing crunches.
Yeah. And I think, but again, I said it on the TV as well. I think it's also really important that we go, this is actually about giving guys the opportunity to do a full reset on some of the attitudes beyond parenting that kind of seem to plague us in society as well. I think it's, having a child in your life is the one thing that is the most confrontational, in terms of, like, that kid's got a pooey bum, you really only got two options. You've either got to get amongst it and flip and change the pooey nappy, or leave it and have that poo burn the kid's bum and them get really quite sick and ill as a result of it. And it's really like, you've really only got one of two options. And I think obviously that's a really pronounced kind of example, but there's all sorts of things that happen within that first 2 weeks that sort of say, actually, yeah, you have to get involved, you have to get amongst it, you have to be a part of that process. And you know what, just because I guess you can't use I've got to go to work or I've got to do this or that as an excuse, and it really sets the tone. And then the flow-on effect from there goes out into, well, now that I'm actually engaged in both the good and the bad and the indifferent with my kid, what does that mean for them as they grow up, especially if they're boys, especially if they're little boys that are looking for a cue from their dad as to how males are supposed to operate in this world at a functional level and in a meaningful way. And so we've got to kind of get back to this sort of really molecular level and go, this is about mum getting a hand, this is about bonding with the kids, but this is also about creating a positive change in society as well by raising kids, in particular boys, who have strong connections with positive male role models. Pretty simple,
but we're obviously, it's so simple that it's getting lost through the cracks, right? And the problem with being lost in the cracks as the problem doesn't self-evident until later. Yeah. You know, and so I think let's be super proactive about this. Let's A, try and take our 2 weeks. B, ask our employer, like, I'm sorry I don't have a growing tummy with a baby in it. It's only grown because of too much KFC. But, you know, I think it should be on our employers too to say, hey, I've heard through the grapevine you're having a baby. Did you know that this and this are your entitlements? You know, and I just think that we've totally overlooked it, and now we need to back parents, man. Like, you're giving blokes a bad start if you're not asking them to put up with some of the crap from home.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, I would say becoming a dad is not just being there at the birth. Becoming a dad is understanding that baby works on baby's time, and it forces you to shed that skin of the world is about me and I'm an adult now. You know, and it, you know how it does that? It does that by crying. You can't beat that. You know, you can't beat that. You can lose the battle and run away, or you can stand up, be brave, and know that soon they'll be laughing, soon they'll be talking, soon they'll be there with you for the rest of your life, you know? But you got to go through the stinky nappies and the tears and the grumpiness and the tiredness and just hanging on, knowing that every other bugger's doing the same. And the fact that anyone, if you're a male, has taken bloody 2 weeks is amazing, you know? Talk about a sacrifice. You probably had to make a deal to with your folks or friends or use your savings that will cover rent and bills for those 2 weeks, because I think it's important.
Totally. And I think, again, it's like, have we complicated a really simple thing? And I think us humans have a tendency to try and do that. But I guess, I mean, the summary thoughts would be, A, if you are a dad in that position where you are looking at or you are about to have Bubba, or you've just found out that you're on that sort of that 9-month journey, do some investigation, do some research, and help us. Let us help you with that. Let's get you informed. Let's get you kind of schooled up, and make sure that you tell anyone else that's in that position the same deal. And I guess also let's take a broader view also of mental health. Let's not downplay and devalue the mental gymnastics and the toll that it takes on you and your outlook on life, learning all of those really, really tricky things that you learn in those first couple of weeks of being a parent. Like, it's the deep end. It's, you know, you haven't jumped in the deep end of the pool. You've jumped in a fishing boat and gone out for 100 miles, and you're in the middle of the ocean and it's surging, and it's, you know, sometimes it's a storm and sometimes the sharks come in and swirl around and you're expected to swim. And so let's acknowledge that for what it is and go, even the slightest bit of reprieve to get that right, or have an opportunity just to get used to that and figure that part out, is time well invested. Because not only are you going to be a better dad, but let's be honest, you're going to be that much more focused and productive at work, because those little people have a tendency to really, really steal every last little part of your mental capacity, your heart, your soul, everything that goes with it. And so if you can get that part right, you at least know that when you set foot inside your workplace, your head's going to be in that game, you know? It's pretty simple if you ask me.
Boom. All right, let's wrap the Rad Dads podcast up here. Greg, as always, we've done it again. We've been out there. You know, we managed to have showers and get ready all before kind of 7 o'clock to be on the telly. And now we're on our way to work. And then we've got meetings with accountants in afternoons and back to home and, you know, try to get through. That's after a full-on weekend. And I presume and I bet, you know, the $1 that I have in my wallet, that every other dad's doing the same, you know. And that's not to take away from mum's hard work, and if anything, it complements everyone's hard work, complements each other, you know. It's choice getting to the end of the day, and you've both put in and made dreams come true for that day, you know. And I don't know, I think it's a it's the most worthy cause you could do, is try to make all this work. So we love talking about it. But if you want to touch base with us, you can email us, raddadsnewzealand@gmail.com. Of course, you can contact us on our Facebook page. And yeah, any parts that you want to finish on, Greg, with terms of like a sage piece of advice, which I once heard you say to Mike McRoberts?
Go have an awesome Monday.
All right, we'll see you later.